7-4, Sixer.
Good afternoon, Roger. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing okay. How about you?
I got some chores done and just watching some football and kicking back and waiting for the TV net tonight. How do you copy me?
You're loud and clear with a little bit of hiss, but not too bad.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. So let's see. What else is new?
Nothing. Oh, I got that stuff to put in the Jeep, and I put it in yesterday. And I'm going to try and I know you're supposed to drive the thing around, and I haven't been driving it much, so I'm going to use that as my main mode of transportation for a couple of weeks to put some miles on it, and hopefully that stuff will work and stop the leak.
Yeah, I mean, that product, that Blue Devil stuff, I've had a head gasket where it's actually blown between cylinders and put that stuff in there, and it cured the problem. I mean, seriously, for permanently. It's a good product, so hopefully it works for you.
Yeah, same here. We're supposed to have a few days of clear and more rain, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I guess. That's what I hear.
Yeah, copy that. I wasn't sure on the weather report, so that's good. I can get a few more things done before it rains. So, yeah, everything looks good on my end. I got another CB set up in my music room now. It's working pretty good, actually. I got another big antenna, but I'm going to start looking for another tower. So if you hear of anybody out there that has a tower for sale, let me know.
What are you looking for? Something smaller, not a big one like mine, probably.
Negative. I don't want to go through what you went through. You know, maybe just a 30-footer. That's all I really need. I'm going to put it on the back side of the house because I got a really nice antenna for CB to go up.
So are you using the same CB antenna for several different locations now?
Negative. The one in my shop, I got the beam, and then I got Mr. Coily ground plane, and then I also have, the fiberglass stick at the shop. But on the house, I have the fiberglass stick, which I'm using in the house and in my new room that I got going on. And it's working pretty good. I was talking to Skip today. I did a radio check, and I got it hooked up to a little bit of power, but it works pretty good, and it's on a striker, too.
Is that like a ham stick, like a 4 or 5 foot stick?
No, it's it's a 16-foot two-piece antenna.
Is that the A99?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it is. It's a good antenna. It works good, but, you know, antenna. The one I have, the Mr. Coily, I had two of them. So I got one that's disassembled, so I need to put it together and get it up on the back of the house, and I can really work good on the back of the shop.
What's the antenna the snowman was promoting? Supposed to be better than the A99?
Yeah, it's the same antenna we have on the hub. It's 3 feet, almost 21 feet long. I forget the name of it, but that's what we have on the hub. That's a good antenna also.
Okay, are you doing the CB net tonight?
Yeah, copy that. I run it, so it's my gig from now on. Stillman handed it over to me permanently, so that's what I do. So, yeah, I'll be doing it, and so we'll see if Stillman's out there tonight to get you checked in, and I'll be listening for you also.
Yeah, is there anyone besides the snowman and Selma or whatever that does CB that I might hear?
No, it's a snowman. So, and Craig can hear you, but he can't transmit back to you. So, we'll hopefully we get a relay in tonight. So, propagation was really crappy today. I mean, it was horrible. So, it seems to be calming down. We'll see how it goes.
How about Gary? Didn't he get a CB hooked up?
He did. This is working pretty good, but he's just barefoot, and he's got a good signal over my house, but I don't think he can get the grant passed.
All right. I guess, does Jennifer have a CB yet?
Negative, but she's going to buy a striker, and she wants to get into it, so hopefully she does that pretty quick. That'd be nice.
How far is she away from you? Isn't she in Tillamook or something?
Yeah, I have the same problem with that name. Yeah, but that's where she's at. She's out near Holland Loop, probably about 7 miles, you know, out there in the woods, buried out there. But she don't have any trees around her, and she's up on a hill a little bit, so she might be too good.
Okay, what's going on with the IVARC group? You got any more presentations coming up where you got to drag the trailer out there?
No, the hub is done for the winter time, so I'm going to haul it up to Craig's place. He wants to do a full setup with the tower and everything and get everything set up at his place, which is good, kind of. And they get it out of my hair, and not only that, so we don't have anything going on. We just got our club meeting at Taylor's on the 11th at, check that out. But other than that, I'm still with the hub for a while. I finished getting the fuel tank all drained out, got the bad gas out of it. That was almost a 50-gallon tank it has, and I fixed the pump. So it's all done out of my hair now.
Well, that's good. Maybe give you some more free time, and you got to get in the motorhome and take a trip. Go to visit your family or something. You know, get out of town for a while.
You know, Roger, you hit the nail on the head. And actually, on we're gonna Thanksgiving, we're going to Reno. So, where my daughter and her new husband just bought a home there in Reno. So she's moving out there. But he's there now. He's a pipe fitter. He's got a really great job. But, yeah, we're going to get in the motorhome, and we're going to spend a few days out there, and then maybe we'll buzz over to California and see my other part of my family. And after that, I'm going to start traveling some more.
Well, good for you. Good for you. You know, you need to spend some of that money you've been working on for 50 years, you know?
Yeah, he's firm on that. Plus, you know, I've been exercising the coach. I've been taking it out at least probably every month and taking it down into Cave Junction, putting fuel in it, getting the tires rolling and stuff like that. I don't let it sit. So it's ready to go. And, you know, it's all packed and stuff like that in case of an emergency anyway. So we're going to start going to the coast, you know, to Brookings, and just start doing the weekend things and start enjoying life, man. I'm done working for a while. So, anyway, at that note, Roger, I'm going to get back to my game. I'm just glad to hear you in there. So, we'll catch you later on, and have a good day, brother.
Hey, when are you supposed to get the Jeep motor back?
Well, you know, he said he's going to get on it sooner than later now. So, now he knows who I am. He says I'm going to get checked out and let you know what it needs. So hopefully by the week coming up, Roger, I'll know exactly what it's going to be, and then he'll give me an EP on the time when he does.
Is that 775, is that correct to him?
A firm on that, 775. So, yeah, I talked to him, and he's, you know, about getting a CB, and he's thinking about it also. So that'd be another guy on your side, so I hope you get a little more check-in.
Yeah, what was his first name?
Trevor or something with a T or I think what it is. He might be out there listening. Hey, 775, you got your ears on out there?
I got my ears on, and it's Troy, and it's WRPA 775. But, yeah, I can hear you guys. I hear you guys all the time.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for the reply and get back. It's good to know that you're out there. So we just got to be careful what we say about that motor. I'm just kidding, Troy. But it's good to hear you out there.
Yeah, it's no problem. We're going to get you checked out. It's kind of tough to get that older stuff clean, but once we get it cleaned, we'll get some information to you.
Yeah, A firm on that. All right, man. Sounds good. Good to hear you, man. Catch you tonight on check-in. So there you go, Roger. There he is.
All right, Troy. This is 746, Roger. I'll meet you out someday, and I'm looking forward, Dave, to taking that Jeep up $8 Mountain when you get it fixed.
And that's where we're going to go, Roger. Look forward to it. That thing should be an animal. So, okay, Troy. Okay, Roger. Look forward to talking to you later, and I'll be on the net tonight on the CB and catch you on MERS 3 tonight there, Roger. So have a good day, and talk to you later on, man. WRMS 439er on the side.
WRKJ 746 clear.
All right. Talk to you guys later. WRPA 775 monitoring.